The waters of Tampa Bay are lapping at the boat ramp on a warm and sunny afternoon, making it a busy day for Reggie Norman, who handles boat rentals at the marina.
Kayaks, canoes, paddleboards. Usually the weekend is really the busiest day because the weather's getting nice.
They also sell bait, fresh or frozen, and if you're lucky, you can get local fishing tips from Alex Schmidt, who works there.
Snooker's starting to come back in. Redfish are still hitting pretty good, even though water's warming up.
It might sound like an upscale Florida tourist spot, but the marina, beach, and waterside restaurant are at MacDill Air Force Base. There's also a tiki bar, close to 400 RV slots with water, electricity, and cable TV, and two golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
That makes MacDill a prime vacation spot for military retirees who pay far less for the amenities here than they would at any commercial Florida resort. Navy veteran Tom Peters is a regular for 6 months every winter.
There's a potluck every Friday night. There's poker night, bridge night, karaoke that goes on over at the restaurant Seascape.
MacDill's accommodations are larger and more exotic than most military bases, but still, just about every base offers recreation and camping for military retirees. They can park their RV under towering pines at the Holiday Family Camp on Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Tacoma, Washington, or at Fort Riley. They can camp alongside the largest man-made lake in Kansas. All told, there are more than 270 military campgrounds by Larry Farquhar's count.
Military campgrounds have been around probably since around World War II, and they're primarily there for active duty as a morale, welfare, and recreation benefit.
The retired Air Force Master Sergeant and his wife have lived the last 14 years in their 40-foot diesel RV, often staying at military campgrounds.
That's the camaraderie, it's the pricing, it's the amenities, it's the feeling of being back in the military, it's the security. You know, we kind of joke some places that a lot of our RV parks on military bases, they're one of the nicest gated private resorts that we can go to.
But it frustrated Farquhar that there was no comprehensive listing of camps, so he started the website militarycampgrounds.us. He says the campgrounds are a nice perk for retirees and bring in some money to the bases.
We've served 20 to 30 years to get our retirement, and it's still one of our benefits just carried over. And since the campgrounds are still self-sustaining as far as financially, the active duty population's probably not enough to keep the campgrounds open. By extending it to the retirees, we're just another pool to help generate that revenue.
Back at MacDill Air Force Base, there's another reason military retirees are welcomed. They volunteer thousands of hours helping out on base, says Will Vallet, the outdoor recreation manager.
Whether it's at the pharmacy, at the hospital, down with us, or at the golf course, all over base. And it's just great to see. You don't see that at other bases, where you have this profound veterans community interacting with the active duty community. And I think it really strengthens both.
Active duty troops and National Guard members also can use the campgrounds and recreation areas at MacDill and other bases. But Vallet says he often has a waiting list of more than 100 names for MacDill's almost 400 RV hookups. Especially at Florida and California bases, it can almost be as hard for a retiree to get a reservation as it is for a golfer to get a hole in one. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.